Your girl is going. Your girl is going! Hitler, if you can hear me, please save me! She's a raging bitch. Hi, yeah, it's me again.
Moses.
Nigger hell. We're getting raped from both ends. I just want to live in a cave, you know? They're all whores. You are a faggot.
Religion is like the opiate of the masses, dude.
I have no anger. Real niggas are putting holes in walls. They're putting holes in bitches. You are insane.
I just want to have kids. I want to have a daughter.
This is because she left me, and this is because she said that.
Penetrated 10 million times. She's a total whore.
When are you gonna get on Rogan?
Up their girlfriend's uterus. Total goyim death. Please, bring it forth.
Minnesota Groy percent $50. Buy an SUV and I will build you a tank to drive. I got demolition derby cars I build. If you want to come to MN and run one, you can run one of my cars and let your anger out.
Well, thank you. That sounds interesting. I don't want to go to a demolition derby. It sounds kind of fun, actually, but I don't want to get tossed around in the seat of a car. I'm going to break. Could you imagine me in like a roll cage? Like I'm going to die. So I don't want to. I'll watch it. But I appreciate the offer. I have no anger. I let go of anger. I forgave my mom and I let go of anger. Anger is feminine. I have no enemies. I have no anger. I'm at peace, but I appreciate it. Get my anger out. You know how that makes me sound? Like I'm some pussy. You ever see these, what do they call them? What are they called? They're called like it's called a rage room, right? You ever see these rage rooms? Holy fucking Reddit. I saw a clip on TikTok or something, and the guy said, sometimes you got to go to a rage room, and he puts on Frank Sinatra. I think he put on My Way, and then the guy has on like his helmet and his gear, and he starts smashing a bunch of trash in the rage room. And it's like, dude, you are a faggot. You ever see those? They call them rage rooms. They take a room, they fill it with garbage. They fill it with like old TVs and computers and glass and stuff. And they give you a baseball bat and you go in and break a bunch of stuff. It just doesn't even make any sense. Like if I crash out, I'm crashing out in my living room. If I crash out, I'm breaking my shit. I'm breaking my stuff. Whatever is within reach is getting broken. Mugs, water bottles, keyboards, technology. Because when you crash out, if you are a legit, if you're someone that crashes out, you just see red and just go off. You don't bottle it up and say like, and then like get your hoodie on and get your fucking Lululemon joggers on and get in your faggot ass Toyota Corolla and drive to a strip mall and say, hi, yeah, it's me again. One session, please. One 30-minute session. One 30-minute ball-busting session. Yeah, here's my $49.99. And then they tell you the rules. Then some, like, tranny tells you the rules. They say, welcome to such and such rage room. So here's just a few ground rules before you get breaking stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Never remove your helmet. Blah, 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 blah. You go, okay. Then you go in. Then you go in, you go, okay, and then you put on your speaker, then you put on your JBL, you put on your Beats pill, you put on your Spotify playlist. Okay, this is because she left me, and this is because she said that, and this is because she left me on red. Like, who does that? You're not a real nigga if you do that. If you can suppress it for even 10 seconds, you are not a real nigga. Real niggas are putting holes in walls, they're putting holes in bitches. And they're breaking stuff that costs money. Like, if you're not a legit crasher outer, if like 45 minutes later, you're not like, damn it. You get mad because of how mad you got. You get mad, uncontrollably break everything. And then you get mad that you broke everything and break more stuff. Come up to Minnesota, get your anger out. It's like, bro, I'm taking my anger out on the next person I see. That's just how it works. I wish I wasn't like that, though. I wish I could be more like Keith Woods. Keith Woods is so serene. He's unflappable. Almost to a fault. Like, he'll just forget things, places, like wrappers on the floor of your car. It happens, you know, and I'm not holding that against him. I'm just saying it happens. My mom just texted me. She said, what do you have to forgive me for? It's a Jesse Lee Peterson reference. It's not about you, okay, Mom? I feel bad now. My mom texted me. She said, what do you have to forgive me for? That's Jesse Lee Peterson. That's something he says. He goes, forgive your mother. I let go of anger.
Go and forgive your mama. Face your mama. Then you can face the world.
He says, forgive your mother. Let go of your anger. That's just a thing that he says. Okay, Mom? That's crazy. During the show is crazy. I didn't mean you. I mean, it's just a thing. That's a joke. It's a running joke. That's crazy. Amazing. Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson says, I let go of anger. I forgave my mom. It's a joke. Relax. She says, I get it. Okay. All right. What was I saying? I was glazing Keith Woods. He's so serene. He just, nothing bothers him. To a fault. You ask him a question, you're like, hey, what's going on? How was that conference? How was your trip? What's going on? And he'll go, it was good. And you're like, bro, like, okay, what do you hate me? What do you fucking hate my guts? Like, why are you hostile? You know, that's how he is. Me, it's like if I go somewhere or do something, I'm live tweeting it. I'm live tweeting every interaction. I'm live tweeting about the food, about the weather, about the traffic. This nigga goes someplace for like 3 weeks on a side quest. Keith Woods is out there completing side quests. You don't even know about him. And you go, hey, how was that side quest? Well, you know, what happened? And he'll be like, it was good. Like, brother, come on now. Come on now. We gotta do a little more. But that's how he is. He's just placid, serene, unbothered. Me, I'm just like, it's hard. It's just maniacal, obsessive, compulsive. And it's not easy, you know, but maybe I just got to take some ashwagandha. I just got to lower my cortisol, got to up the magnesium, up the ashwagandha. I just need to become a pill head, I think.
Scottish grow at percent $20.
That's
mother
not
of 4 cent $20.
That's you blasphemous. Seem a bit
down. Are you getting enough vitamin D?
Yeah, I'm a little down. I don't know. Maybe it's the seasonal depressive disorder. Yeah, I do. I feel a little, I'm in my blue period. I'm having my blue period right now. It's not just a blue hat. I'm in my blue period. I don't know. I don't, you know, I think that's because I'm getting older. You get older. Don't ask me how I'm doing. Don't open up this can of worms. But I was basically trauma dumping in the group chat this weekend. I just trauma dumped. Felt good. I'm getting older. And you know what's starting to happen? I'm 27, hurtling towards 28. Just like John Lyons, if you can hear me, please. That's a joke. Shouldn't joke about that. But like hurtling towards 28 years old, if you can believe that. And you know what's starting to happen is like all my friends are wagies. All my friends are goy cattle, henpecked wage slaves. And they're making me feel like a wagie because in the old days, we were just on Fortnite all night, every night. Everybody was on the game all the time. Everybody was in the group chat. Everybody was on the game all the time. But then you start getting a little bit older and your friends graduate college. The pandemic is over. Niggas are getting married. And now it's literally, you go, hey, bro, want to get on the game? He goes, I think I could play on Friday at 7:30. You go, Friday at 7:30? It's Monday. I don't even know if I'll be awake on Friday at 7:30. I might be asleep. I don't even know what I'll be doing then. What happened to you? Or you say, hey, can I give you a call on the phone, catch up, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think I could call you in like 4 days. 4 days. You don't have time to... 4 days? And so it's like the niggas, the wage slaves are asleep all night when I'm awake. They're asleep all night because they got to wake up early for work. Then they wake up early. Then they go to work. Then they're at work all day. So the niggas are unavailable from like 10 p.m. until 6 p.m. They got like a 4-hour window. But I'm not a... Why am I a wage slave? I'm not a wagey, but I have to live like one. Because all the niggas are living like one, you know? that's like can't do anything at night or during the day because they got to sleep and get ready for work and then work. So it's like I have to adjust now to their timeline. And now they're all getting married and now they're all just retreating into their girlfriend's uterus, extricating themselves from poker night, let's say. They're extricating themselves from the stalemate, which is Fortnite, carrying me in Fortnite, and they're doing a face-saving strategic withdrawal up their girlfriend's uterus. And I don't know how the biology works down there, like whatever, their cavity, their vaginal canal, whatever. It's like, what the fuck happened? So I'm having like my midlife crisis. I'm having my quarter life crisis. People say, well, that's because you need to grow up and get married. It's like, I know. But also, is it really supposed to be that way? I don't know. I don't think it is. I think you're supposed to be with the niggas all the time. So now the idea is like, we just need to make like a company. We just need to make like a company where we all live on a compound together. Does anyone else think like this or am I crazy? Because I think this is what happens at this age is that the friend group starts to die. Because that's just what happens. Whether I get married or not, everybody gets married eventually. They settle down. They find their long-term partner, their wife, whatever. They get a serious job. And then that's their life. Then that's their life. And they're locked in. Wake up, make the kids lunch, commute to work, go to work, go come home from work. I'm so tired from work. Eat dinner, play with the kiddos, hang out with the wife, go to bed, start, you know, and then that's it. It's the end of the male life cycle. It's the end of the male life cycle. Those days of adventure and travel and entrepreneurship, and for most men, it's just done. And it's like, you got to have a house for your wife and kids because you can't live in a condo. You can't live in the ghetto. So if you want a wife and kids, you got to Gotta buy a single family home. Okay, you want a single family home? You need a big income. Okay, you need a salaried job. Need to invest in myself, you know, pick up a few jobs or a big full-time job. And I gotta keep working to keep supporting the mortgage, the wife, and the kids. And it's like, then everybody's buckled in. And then you just have no social life with the niggas. And so I'm thinking like, we need a compound. We need like a compound where the women are in the sewing circle. They're in the basket weaving circle. And the men are out hunting. The men are out hunting. I almost said humping. Never beating the allegations. I'm just never beating the allegations. Pause. Freudian slip. The men are hunting mammoths and saber-toothed tigers. And that's just so demoralizing. Don't clip that. Don't clip that. The men are out hunting, obviously, is what I meant. The women are weaving the baskets. They're making the pottery. The women are, you know, gossiping. They're raising the girls. They're making dolls and shit like that. And the men are out hunting mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, polar bears. That's what we need. We need that. And we need that. So we need like a village. We need a village or like a commune, like Jonestown without the suicide. You know, we need something where we all have like a separate domicile, but also it's communal in a way. And maybe it's a tech startup. Maybe it's a tech startup. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. And maybe we're renting cars and it's like Instagram. I don't know. Anyway, so that's what's been on my mind lately. But then that's impractical because it's like, what happens when you get tired of these people? Like, what happens when you start to hate these people? What happens when they all turn against you because they're all the problem and not you? What happens when, you know, one by one, they all become the problem? No, I'm joking. But anyway, so I don't know. Maybe it's that. Who knows? Call Arvel. Arvel, if you can hear us. No, we can do it without being in the middle of nowhere, okay? Maybe we'll just all move to the same block in Miami or New York or LA. This country is just so, honest to God, this country is just so fucking depressing. It makes me want to kill myself. I don't know if you can relate to that, but sometimes this country, maybe it's just life, but this country is so depressing and makes me want to die. I saw this tweet today, and it was this man and woman getting married, and the guy is some Christian. And he wrote this long ass post. He posted his wedding photos with his wife. And here's the gist of the post. She's a whore. She's a total whore. She's a born-again whore. He goes, she was promiscuous when we met, but then she found the Lord, and she grieved over her sins, and she's so sorry for being a whore. He goes, and I'm a virgin, and we dated for 4 years, and I never even kissed her, let alone touched her. We got married, and now she's more holy than a virgin. And we shared our first kiss when we got married the other day. And it was officiated by some Mexican. The officiant, the pastor, whatever you call it, was some fucking Mexican. And it's like, this is it. Like, it's like that Rachel Maddow clip. No, you're not having a horrible, horrible dream. You haven't died and gone to hell. You're not having a horrible, horrible nightmare.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
This is real. This is our lives. This is our lives now. You have to laugh because otherwise you'd have to kill yourself. It's like, this is our lives. So this girl, who's not even hot, by the way, and she looks Jewish, not that that matters, I guess. But this girl, she literally sleeps with 6,000 guys. This whore literally sleeps with 500 different football players and is a total slut. When she's beautiful, when she's young and beautiful, this is it. Women are at the peak of their looks when they're 18. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let them gaslight you. That's prime fucking age, and everybody knows it. I can't live a lie anymore. It's true. When these girls turn 18, they're all whores. When they're the most beautiful, that's when they whore out. And they sleep with 500 football players that are 6'7". You know, they're the captain of the football team. They're the point guard. You know, who even cares? And then the years go on and they're not kind. And she goes crazy. She gets BPD. She gets a therapist. She's on antidepressants. She's a raging bitch. And then she discovers the Lord, and then she finds numbnuts, then she finds beta male porn addict who says, oh, you're beautiful, oh, you're giving me attention, and she worships her, showers her with affection and praise and love and forgiveness. They date for 4 long-ass years. That's crazy. 4 years. Should date for like 9 months. He doesn't even touch her. She's been penetrated 10 million times. He has not even laid a finger on her, and he's her husband. It's insane. It's a humiliation ritual is what it is. God destroy. I'm not going to go that far. We don't want to curse America, but like, it's like, dude, like, you start to feel like the Westboro Baptist Church. You ever see that TikTok where she goes, she's singing a song, and what's the song? She's like, she's singing like God is going to punish America. And then she goes 9/11. it's kind of like that. Anyway, so your wife, you date her for 4 years. You don't even touch her. You got to think about all the guys that did a number on her. You're a kissless virgin. Don't touch her. Get married. And you go, oh, well, this is great because we're all Christian and it's a Mexican officiating. And you go, what happened to our country where the girl has 10 million bodies and the guy is a chaste virgin? That's insane. In the old days, the guy was the Rolling Stone, the tramp, the dog. The guy took down 100 women and then found the Lord and then settled down with a little old lady, you know, then settled down with a virgin girl from a nice family, you know, and she forgave him for his indiscretion. That's how it's supposed to be. And the priest should be Irish. The priest should be an old Irish guy or an old German guy or an old Italian guy. That's who the priest should be. Now the girl has 500 bodies. The guy was saving himself for marriage and a virgin, and the pastor is some fucking Indian or Mexican, and they date for 4 years and he don't even touch her, and then they move in and do what? And what do you do? What do you do for 4 years? What do you talk about? The Bachelorette? What do you do for 4 years with a woman if you're not kissing her, having sex with her? Honestly, she's yapping about Diet Coke and The Bachelorette. I swear I would. lose my mind. Like, I'm not an angry guy. I have no enemies, as you know. I'm at peace. It's like, this is our, it's really, I see it even in the Chicago suburbs. The diversity is everywhere. It's everywhere. These people fucking suck, guys. They suck. And in the Southwest suburbs, we're getting raped from both ends. Okay, it's a two-man, not to get gross, but it's Mexicans moving west from the city, and it's Indians and Muslims and others moving east from, well, they're just coming here from India, I guess. You know, they're buying up all the, you know, new construction and these new developments. And so our little slice of paradise is going away. Feminists are what they are. Women are what they are. Where can you go? Where can you go? Where can anyone go? You, there's nowhere to go. You literally have to go to another country. You have to Pokemon go to another country. There's nowhere to go. Where are you going to go live? Nashville? I think I'd rather die. Texas? No, thank you. Florida? No, thank you. Where can you even go? There's nowhere to go. You literally have to go to Europe or something. You have to go to Europe or South America. Otherwise, you live in nigger hell, and they're all whores. Yeah, it's getting real. Everything that we said would happen is happening. Everything that we said would happen for decades is now happening, and we're in the end game. It's that simple. So it's time to, like, make our own country. It's time to make our own space station. Time to make an ark. It's time to make an ark. And destroy the world.
An Italiano Vero sent $20. Timeline is this. Women with sinful pasts can still be great wives. How dare you have standards to call this the chi, truth.
Yep. Yep. Don't you love that? It's so upside down that the guy is like, I just want to have kids. I want to have a daughter. The guy is like, I'm saving myself for marriage. I'm just saving myself for the one. And the woman is like drinking Trulies, slamming Trulies, crushing them on her head, belching. Chad, get over here. Yeah, I want, you know, I'm not going to do like a, okay, we don't got to say something crazy here, but like, isn't that crazy? The dude is like sitting there with his hands in his laps. I just can't wait to have my daughter, and men only want one thing, and it's amazing. I want a waterfall countertop in my farmhouse kitchen, and I want my daughter, and I just want to watch Marvel movies with my sons. And the wife is like, got her legs spread, crushing a Truly on her head, belch. Hey, Chad, yeah, I want to get on a Sprinter van, yeah. And then she has her moral panic, you know, when she's 26, and she's like, I'm going to hell, I'm ugly now. This is why no one wants to be Christian. You don't have to like it. You need to understand it. Christians are not giving the answers for the Christians are literally telling young men, like, marry a whore. Forget about it. It doesn't matter. You need to forgive her. All women are whores anyway. And you jacked off before. So that's the same thing. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's really, thanks. Super persuasive. Let me sign up now for procreation and marriage. It's totally insane.
Ocho.
So you just need to, as a guy, you just need to get that out of your
Ocho
head.
Ocho Bilo sent $20. Danny sent $25. Did you smack that Caniac combo the same way you smacked your bumper when we called your name? We wanted a pick. All love.
That's crazy. I only hit the curb because you distracted me, okay? I had the most aura loss moment of all time. I don't even want to talk about it because it was so bad. You called my name. I turned my head. You distracted me. That's why I hit the curb, okay? But yeah, all love. I just get recognized everywhere. I can't go anywhere without getting recognized. I'm at Raising Cane's shamefully at 1:30 a.m. like a pig. And I am in the drive-thru and somehow get recognized. How does this happen? Clocked from a distance of 40 feet, I'm in my car. They follow me everywhere. Paparazzi's crazy. Yeah, well, hey, thanks. Yeah, it's all love, buddy.
Dixieland sent $40. It is out of control. I'm 26, my wife of 7 years left and took our daughter because she made friends with feminists. Robo wife.
Wow. Well, will you look at what time it is? Will you look at the time? The broken clock. No. What happened? I thought you got married young and had more kids than you can afford. Wait, but didn't you marry the right woman who is Christian? Who is based in Christ-pilled? and she still left you? Wait, but that's against the rules. Didn't you tell her about calumny? Wait, but that's against the rules. If you find the right woman, bro, it's cooked. It's over. It's cooked. The Goyim lost. Hitler lost, and then it was over. We had one chance, and your great-grandparents died in the Brother War for the Jews. And now it's all over. Hitler lost, and now we're all going to pay the price. The man against time. Hitler, if you can hear me, please save me. That's a joke. I'm kidding. I can never tell when he's joking. That's a joke, and I'm not serious. Isn't that crazy, though? It's kind of true. He was the last stand of the Goyim on Earth. And now we're in the autumn of the year.
Any chance we'll ever see Mr. Fuentes on the Joe Rogan podcast? Person in motorized wheelchair facing right emote.
Dude, I gotta ask, when are you gonna get on Rogan? When he asks me to. When he asks me to, and not a moment. If it hasn't happened, you can assume he hasn't asked me. That's the number one question I get now. Dude, when are we gonna see you on Rogan? I don't know. Whenever he invites me. If Rogan invited you, would you do it? The number one podcast of all time? Gee, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. You people are NPCs. Total Goyim death. Please bring it forth. Total Goyim death. Bring it forth.
Shark Monster
please.
Sent $20. Happy Monday, Nick. I can't even go to Dunkin' anymore without a bunch of gorilla nigs being there chimping out. Unamused face emoji. I used your survival guide skills to get out of there.
Thank you for the big super chat. Glad to hear it. Useful. Useful. I literally see black people. I just don't even go in. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going in. I'm driving down the street. I see a gas station. There's black people pumping gas. I'm like, fuck that. I remember one time I was with Kanye. I was with Ye. This was the night before we did Alex Jones. And we flew into Austin and we get in the black car. We're going to the hotel and we're on the highway. He goes, I'm hungry. Can we get something to eat? Let's just pull out right here. Let's just pull out right here. I want something to eat. We're like, okay. So we take literally the next exit looking for food. We pull up to this Waffle House and we slowly pull up to the Waffle House in a parking spot right in front of the restaurant where you can see everything going on. And it's all black people. It's a mob house and it's all black people. And he turns and he goes to the driver. He goes, we got any security? I'm like, no. Didn't you just say God is our only security? No, we do not. Do you see any security? We do not have security. We're like, no. He's like, oh, okay. But he did not want to go in there. It was so funny because it's like, you're black. But even we pulled up to the Waffle House and he took one look at it. We all thought the same thing. And he's like, we got any security? We're like, do you see any security here? Where do you see? Where do you think that's coming from? You see any reinforcements here? But that was just one of those classic moments. And we actually went in. He did his move. He put his hoodie up over his face. We slipped into this booth. He slid in and the waitress came by from behind the counter and freaked out. She's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's you. And he goes, shh, don't say anything. We ordered some drinks and then we left before they even got there. Driver turns to Ye. He's like, you want to get out of here? He goes, yes, please. We left. So, and then I think we just went to the hotel. Oh, good times. Good times. Funny guy. We love him. Good man. But yeah, I see that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm not messing with that.
Randall from Recess sent $20. Guys like Tucker are the reason hotel rooms have a chair in the corner of the room. Unfortunately, those men will never see women for what they truly are. They're living in La La Land.
That's not true, because he married his high school sweetheart, so he won. He won the prize. That's what everyone should have. Everybody should, you know, have young love, first love, innocent. They should fall in love with a young girl in high school and then marry that girl. That's literally, it's living the dream. Your first love, young love, that should be your girl. You get married, you have kids. She never has sex with another guy. You don't have sex with another woman. You have kids. That's the dream. But the problem is he thinks that that's still happening. And it's very rare now, sadly. Because young women do not survive college. They go to college and they become whores. And then they get divorced or whatever. Like, you know, there's all these other things that are going on now. It just, you know, if that happens to you, good for you. Congrats. You won. Everybody else out here, a little bit of a different ball game. It's a little sadder.
9:30, why Obama sympathizer. He lies like Trump. Also kill all minorities.
I'm liking Obama now. I miss Obama. I miss the adults in the room. Get this orange clown out of here.
Sphincter Nuthole sent $20. Congrats, Nick. You're the first person clipped in Brill and Hollyhand's new book promo. Hell of an endorsement.
I saw that, yeah. Make America talk again.
We know how to rant. We know how to post. We know how to scream. We even know how to assassinate somebody. What we don't know how to do is talk to each other. So I wrote a book about it. Make America talk again.
Dude, this guy's the worst. Slop for idiots. If you have that or buy that, I just seriously question what's going on there. Americans need to talk more. I just think that Americans need to talk more. It's like, dude, niggas are talking all the time. What do you
Shavery
mean?
Shavery sent $20.
Talk to liberals. What happened to Charlie Kirk? Make America talk again. Look what happened to Charlie
Shavery
Kirk.
Shavery sent $20.
Make America shut the fuck up again. How about them apples, huh? Make America shut
Shavery
the hell
up. Shavery sent $20. You are not cynical on your take about women. Just realistic, and these clav clips are proving you right.
I know.
The women who wouldn't act reckless like that in public are accumulating bodies every weekend in private over Tinder. And I'm not saying this as a bitter incel chud. All hail King Clavicula.
I know. So true. The prophet. Dude, Sneeko is just all salt now. Pass the salt. It's like, dude, Sneak, we gotta stop whining. Every clip is like, he called Clav the prophet, but Clav is against everything he stands for. America's not a Christian country. Christmas trees aren't Christian. It's like, bro, like, why is every clip is like this? It's like, bro, can a nigga live? He attacks my politics because I'm a political guy now. It's like, bro, why can you just chill? Anyway, but I appreciate the big super chat. Yes, King Clav. It's so true, and I say it all the time. Clav, he's showing us. He's holding up a mirror to society, and we don't like what we see. He's holding up a mirror to your bitch. Your girl is going. Your girl is going! Bro, your girl is going. And Clav has shown us the way. Clav has shown us. He said, let my people go. The incels. Moses. It's like that Alex Jones. What do you think about clavicular? Moses. Next level. Moses. So that's why, Sneeko. Because Clav is showing us firsthand. He's showing all these niggas and simps what's up. He had that Gen X cuck. His wife was out partying with Clav, and Clav is like, you gross bitch, you're cheating on your husband. And the husband defended the wife. The husband said, I let my wife go clubbing if I want. It's like, maybe Chad Champion was right. Maybe Kanye was right. Because on the one hand, you have the ascended Gen X cuck who says, my girl is going and I'm at peace. Like, my girl is going and I don't care. My girl is going and I don't care. He's saying, I'm at one with the universe. Good. Maybe Chad is giving her a good time. I'm working on my hobbies. Whereas the incel is like, ah, she's with other guy, you know? So maybe Chad Champion was right about that. I'm not going to say he is. I'm just saying maybe. Food for thought. The ascended Gen X. Everyone, it's a joke, guys. It's a joke. It's a bit. Everyone's going to clip that and say, oh, the Tradcath is saying we should be cucks now. That's just your Groiper movement. It's a joke. Relax. No, Clav is showing how disgusting these women are. And that's why he's the GOAT. So, okay, Sneeko, that's why. All right. And Clav corrected Sneeko. Clav said, yeah, I don't endorse clubbing. I'm doing it to make money. Also, it's a social campaign.
This dog hunts so. 988 sent $20. I was watching your old stream covering the 2024 Biden and Trump debate. On that stream, you were saying how you, being a Catholic, would never vote for somebody that is in favor of abortion, which I agree with. Fast forward to today and you're saying to vote Democrat. Can you genuinely explain?
No. Thank you for the big super
this
chat.
This dog hunts 988 cents.
Because I explain it every night.
This dog hunts 988 cents.
So,
$20.
Also, Roe versus Wade is overturned, so that doesn't even matter. Roe versus Wade is overturned. Trump did not enshrine it in the federal level, so let's just fucking stop with that. That issue is an albatross for Republicans, and I'm just sick of pretending otherwise. But abortion, really? So why didn't the Republican House and Senate use the nuclear option to enshrine it into federal law, if that is even a priority for them, slightly. Just fucking stop with that. Totally. I'm over pandering on that one. And maybe that made more sense at one time. And it's not just abortion. It's the Democrats are bad on a lot of things, not just abortion. They're also feminists. They're also in favor of white genocide. They're also in favor of a lot of things that are bad. But the reason we're with the Democrats in this midterm election, fucktard, stupid ass, is because then they will get oversight powers and slow down the government. I don't know how many times I have to say that. Can you genuinely explain? I do every night. And if you don't get it by now, you're too stupid to understand. Or you're lying. Either way, you're too dumb to be a part of this. Go vote Republican, cocksucker. Go vote for the Jews.
This dog hunts 988 cent $20. Nick, you look very handsome. Much love from MN. Is it weird I'm attracted to older men? I'm 17 but want to marry a 25 to 40 years / O-man.
Okay, that's crazy. And that's crazy. First of all, older man, nice riz. What else? You attracted to chubby manlets too? Nice. No, that's good. No, that's good. No, you're a real charmer. Yeah. First of all, 17, I wouldn't even dream of it. A literal child? I know a literal child isn't trying to bait me. It would work, except that I'm a decent fucking person. But you're like older men. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a young man, so I guess you're out of luck.
Danielle Carey, 3 cent, $20.
I'm also a decent fucking person, and I would never talk to a 17-year-old.
Danielle Carey,
3
cent, $20. Women want to ban porn because they want to control men's sexuality, but nobody's ready for that conversion.
That's true. And don't get me wrong, there's a right way to be against porn, and I think people should be against porn. But there's a lot of women that use porn as a shield, and what they really hate is men's sexuality. And so I'm very suspicious of women that are on an anti-porn crusade, because a lot of the time, women like to say, it's okay that I'm a whore because you're using porn. And that's a way to justify them being whores. It's a false equivalency. And just in general, they like to say, well, I don't have to be a lady because all these guys have jacked off before. And you go, that's not quite the same thing. And a big part of it, you're right, is that, you know, and look, maybe, again, people are not ready for this. I think porn is immoral. It's a damnable sin. But it's also a way that men can have sexual autonomy. Because if women are denying men sex, which they do, and it happens inside a marriage, outside a marriage, how can a man take back control of his sexuality? And you might think that's pathetic, and you might, you know, and you would rightly say that's immoral, but then that is an alternative. That's like your, what do they put you on when you try to get off heroin? They put you on, what, like methadone or something? It's like that, basically. And I think when women want to embargo that, and this is like a transmuted way of controlling a man's sexuality. You know, a girl will have 100 bodies and they'll say, yeah, but you use porn. It's like, not the same thing. You know, or just in general, that I saw that post from Ella Malding, and you know what? She unfollowed me on Twitter, so I'm just going to speak freely here. She had this post where she goes, I want to marry a man that is so pure that he doesn't even get aroused by porn because he hates it so much. And it's like, you are insane. The idea that a man could look at graphic sexual images and not be aroused because of like the implied moral phenomena behind it, like because of the implied moral consequences of what had to happen to create it, is so insane. I don't even know what to tell you. I want a man that's so pure, he doesn't even get aroused because women and girls are trafficked into porn. It's like, bitch, women and girls are not being trafficked into porn. I think that's a myth, basically. That's a load of shit. It's not that it never happens. It's not that it doesn't happen or hasn't happened. Let's be honest. There's a reason women are whores. It's because they get money and they don't need to get trafficked. That's the easy road. A woman could either get a job or find a good husband, or she could be a whore. Whether she's, you know, a prostitute or a porn star, or she's sleeping around with high status males. But that's it. The idea that they're the victim. Oh, those poor girls in porn, they didn't want this. They wanted to be astronauts. And then a mean man made them what? Made them what? Make $100 million a year selling nudes? I don't think so, sweetheart. Also, guys are never going to not be aroused by graphic material. Why do you think in Islam they don't let him show their fucking wrists? It's because guys will get aroused seeing the shape of a woman's legs and shoulders, even if it's cloaked in black fabric in the desert. That's why they wear a hijab. That's why Jewish women wear wigs, because that's how powerful it is. That's just delusional. And they hate male sexuality. They hate it. And they use the trad thing as a cloak. They use the trad thing as cover. And it's a lot of Catholic women, too. It's a lot of Catholic women have become these Puritan hall monitors about porn and Andrew Tate and degeneracy and blah, 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 because secretly they hate a male voracious sexual appetite. They want to control it. They want to confront it, defeat it. And that's bullshit. And that's actually part of the fucking problem. Part of the problem is that male sexuality is so inhibited and restrained. It's the men that aren't having sex. The women are having plenty of sex. It's the men that aren't having sex. It's the men that are having a lot of these problems. So I saw that. It's like the day that a guy doesn't get aroused by a video of sex is the day that a guy doesn't have fucking balls. And that's the whole point, isn't it? It's like that other girl on TikTok where she said, I'm a 26-year-old virgin and I want a guy that isn't smelly, isn't gay, but also isn't too lusty. So it's like you want a man that doesn't want to have sex with you but isn't gay. Make it make sense. I want a man that doesn't want to have sex with me, isn't lusty, because that's what guys want, but also he isn't gay. But also he's super masculine. So you want a guy with no balls, isn't gay, but is also a big Chad. It's like, it don't work like that, sweetheart. They don't make men like that. It's not like that. You're 100% right. 100%. But no one wants to say that because everybody wants to be trad. Everyone wants to be a trad LARPer and say, ban porn, blah, blah. And I'm in, don't get me wrong, like, yes, ban it, regulate it, whatever. But like, we gotta be honest. The anti-porn crusade, even a lot of the other social issues, it is these like church women. It's these like church-going women that are literally horrified that men have a dick and balls. They want the men to be castrated. And there's kind of just no way around that. So we just need a society that's virile. Anyway, that's just
GR0 true. GR0 had 7 cent $20. Real niggas know you gotta let the Floyd know you will kill her if she commits hypergamy. Thanks for educating the Goyim King.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, your girl is going. Honestly, your girl is going. You really just need to adopt, like, you kind of just need to go beyond. It really does come down to like personal development where you have to say to yourself, like, why am I chasing if it's mine? Well, first of all, nothing is yours. It's like, it's literally that deep because some people are like, what if my girl goes to Clav? What if my girl is going? And you have to kind of tell yourself, well, nothing is yours. Like nothing is yours. What is yours is your soul. The things you say, the decisions you make, that is what is yours. Nothing else is yours. That's first of all. So there is no such thing as your girl. Nothing is yours. But if it's meant to be, and if she's your wife, if she joins you in one flesh or whatever, right? Then you have to tell yourself that if she's going, then, you know, she was never, whatever we say your girl, she was never yours in that context. And so you have to sort of be at peace with it and say the right one is gonna go with me. And if she goes elsewhere, then it wasn't meant to be. So you don't need to think about killing her because you could say like, oh, if my girl, if she looks at another guy, I'll kill her. It's like, and then you go to jail? You're gonna go to jail for some thought? She's a whore. It's not your problem. It doesn't say anything about you. You know what? This was the biggest white pill I've ever heard in my life. I forget who I was talking to about this. I think it was Keith. Tom Brady's wife cheated on him. Think about that. Tom Brady is like the guy. He is literally the quarterback in the football game for Earth. You have like the high school quarterback, the college quarterback. Wonder what it must be like to be him. He must get all the girls. He threw the game-winning pass, the touchdown. And then everybody rushed the field, and how much pussy did he get? That's in high school. That's in college. He won how many Super Bowls? And that's the football game of America. He's America's quarterback for America's team. One of the world's greatest athletes, tall, white, handsome, loaded, successful, the best in the world at what he does, won the big game a million times, in the big game more times than that. And she cheated on him with the jiu-jitsu instructor. And so he's some Brazilian monkey. He's some fucking average-looking Brazilian monkey. And you could say, what does he have that I... You could say, you know, what does that say about me? My wife's a whore. But it's like, that's her. She did that. It's a reflection on her. Your girl's going, and that's okay. That's okay, because maybe a girl is going to you. Maybe the right girl is going to you. So your girl might be going, but that's okay. It has nothing to do with you. You're still enough. And this is why I say guys should not get caught up in women. People think what I mean by that is never get married, never have a fulfilling relationship. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. It's one of the joys of life. Get married, young love, whatever. But here's the thing. First of all, I can't even stop people if I tried, because people are throwing themselves into that. They can't help it. What I'm saying is, men need to develop their own will and their own consciousness first, because it's a powerful thing, and you get caught up, and you can't outsource your ego to a woman. You can't outsource your validation and sense of self and ego and esteem to a woman. You have to find it within yourself first. You have to build your own world. You have to build your own interior world and then an exterior world first. And only then is a girl going to you. And girls can go in and out of it, but that's what you have to do first. That's why I say it's simps, you know, kill all simps, whatever. Simps die, God laughs. That's the message. And that way, you know, when your girl is going, it doesn't devastate in the same way, because you know who you are. So that's my little relationship advice. That's my little cuck pill. That's my little cuck pill for tonight. I'm stealing that from Chad Champ, because Chad Champion said, you know, maybe the Gen X cuck was right. but there's a lot of truth in that.
Caught the replay. Others choosing the wage slave exit doesn't mean you have to. Don't build the 9-to-5 death if you don't want it. You're too high impact to let a schedule or a zip code kill your mission. I have full confidence you'll navigate this without any help. Still lifting spirits over here.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the big super chat. I'm going to try. I guess I'm going to try to make it work. Yeah, the 9-to-5 boxed life. I just want to live in a cave, you know? I don't want my box apartment and my box office and my box car. I don't want the boxed life. It's ironic because I sort of did dream of a box life once upon a time. And by that, I mean my idea to have a burger stand that sells everything in modular boxes. It's literally a box. Like, the meal comes in a box, the burger's in a box, the fries are in a box. The restaurant's shaped like a box. However, yeah, I do want something, you know, a little different. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Total Gorm Annihilation sent $20. Would you rather be an organic meat on cutting board food as fuel, Chud, or married to a slut who's bussing it down in Clap Sprinter van while you say happy wife, happy life at home? THX for the new merch. Goat emoji. Sucks I can't pay my rent next month now. But I'll be homeless wearing my white quarter zip.
Let's go.
Hashtag grab sneakers neck and squeeze.
Okay. It was funny on Tuesday. Organic meat on cutting board. I think I would prefer that. Clav Sprinter van, huh? Where good girls go to die. Happy marriages go to get genocided on Clav's like a gas, it's like a mobile crematorium. Clav Sprinter van is like a mobile crematorium. 6 million marriages heartlessly blotted out. We remember them. We tell their story still. We never forget the 6 million marriages. They were lured in there and then trapped. Their marriages were destroyed. 6 million hearts were broken. Sensitive young men. No, yeah, so I'd definitely rather be the chud.
Houston Wagey sent $100. Similar beard here. Try just for men. I thought it would look fake, but no, it really evens out the color and looks way fuller.
I think it looks full. I'm not going for like a big long beard. Just a little scruff. Look at that jawline. I just stopped eating. It's called I Stopped Eating.
Birds are protectors. Tel Aviv has cooked Sharia law greater than Judeo-Christian values. Absolute coal mine from Sneeko today.
He's such a coaler. It's just like he hates America, bro. Sneeko hates America. Today he goes, Sharia law is incompatible because we're not like degenerate pieces of shit. No, Sharia law is incompatible because it is fundamentally not of the West. It's because you force your women to wear like a giant black face mask and cloak like that. How about that for openers? How about brushing your teeth with a stick? How about facing Mecca? How about forcing non-believers to pay a jizya? How about all the other shit? How about jihad? How about, you know, beating the shit out of women? How about all this other crazy stuff you got going on in there? No pork, halal only. Just stop with that. Just stop.
Are you smarter than a fifth grower percent $20? Unfortunately, the new Archbishop of Canterbury is a void. Anglicans need to get our shit together. End of civilization signs.
You just gotta leave, bro. Get your shit together. I mean, if that's not a sign that you ain't it. If you see an arch, like the pope of your religion becomes a girl, and you're like, we gotta fix this. There's no, okay. You can't fix
Pepe
her.
The prawn sent $20. Hi, Nick. 14-year-old Groy Puller here. I promise I'm of value and potential. Parents forced me to vexab. Am I cooked? Much love.
Is that real or is that fake? 14-year-old Groypler? Well, if he didn't die yet, I think the vaccine stuff was exaggerated. There is a position between the vaccine is like a nanobot bioweapon to kill the Goyim and people saying it's safe and effective. I think that the risks were overstated, or rather understated, and the risks outweighed the benefits for younger populations. I think that's really what it is. But it's obviously, there was a time when people were saying it's going to cause mad cow disease. Remember that? Voice crack. Remember that? They said it's going to cause mad cow disease. It's going to make everybody crazy. It's going to be like a zombie apocalypse. And that's just not happening. So I think you'll be okay.
Rumble
Thanks.
Didn't start messing up until your generational run. I think you broke it. Plus, what does Nick have to do to get a deal around here? The only Wang that deserves it.
I can't really talk about those discussions, but yeah, they can't do it. They can't do it. Let a nigga get paid. I'm so underpaid. I would be so much richer. But I don't give a shit about money. Do you know how much money I've turned down? I've turned down like $2.5 million in the past year because I would have to compromise in one way or another. $2.5 million in 1 year. That's a lot of dough. $2.5 million I've turned down over my principles. And I probably would have made millions more off of Kick and Rumble if I just wasn't like anti-Semitic or whatever. So the most chronically under people say, shut up, you make all this money. It's like, I know I should be making like 10 times as much, but I do it for you guys. Because I do it for the truth. If I did it for you guys, I would have sold out maliciously. I would have sold out with a vengeance. I would have like joined the enemy to hurt you specifically. Like that would be the goal. It wouldn't be like a benign, like, hey, we got to pick our battles. If I was doing it for you, I would have switched sides and become a malicious inquisitor, like maliciously hurt you on purpose. For money. I would have done the opposite. I would do things that lose money to hurt you more. As opposed to like not taking the money out of principle, I would go out of my way to lose money to inflict more pain because I get off on the cruelty more. No, I'm kidding. I love you.
Colding sent
$20. Just a joke.
Why didn't you read my super chat on Tuesday? I sent $20. Goy sent $25.
So relax.
The final red pill is realizing religion as a way to cope with the uncertainty of what's after death. Face the final boss.
Oh, that's crazy.
The real red pill is that religion is like the opiate of the masses, dude.
Oh, yeah, right.
Marblin sent $20.
Takes another hit, yeah.
Marblin sent
$20. Genius.
Have you seen the absolute slop the White House account on X is posting? 1 year sober recently and entering the church next weekend. Convert from Baptist. Hi for shaming weed and alcohol. You're the goat.
You're welcome, you're welcome. I will continue to shame weed and alcohol. Contrary to all the weed lovers, less so alcohol. You notice the difference. The difference is if you tell somebody, hey, man, you know, you drink too much. A lot of people say, I know, I gotta stop. Like a lot of people that have an alcohol problem, they'll say like, yeah, I shouldn't get drunk. Yeah, some people will not admit they have a problem. But with people that smoke weed, they're like, dude, it's better than alcohol. Dude, I don't have a problem. It's not chemically addictive, bro. So it's like weed people. The problem with weed is they're also always in denial. They're not just addicted to weed, they're also in denial. They're also addicted to cope. Someone that's drinking alcohol say, I know, I gotta stop, I'm an obnoxious drunk. Someone that's addicted to weed is also addicted to cope. oh, it's not that bad. Oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, it's fine. You know, it's just whatever. And I could, you know, you always hear the same stuff. So you're welcome. I will continue. And we will continue. We will continue to shame the weed smokers until they snap out of it.
For Edward, rabbit emoji, RIP.
Thank you for the big super chat. Yes, people have told me it's been a year. Poor little Edward. I'm over it, honestly. He was a rabbit. So he was a good rabbit. He wasn't actually very sweet. He was actually really, really annoying. I loved him. I miss him. I wish he was still alive. At times, he was a little annoying. I'm not like he was waking me up all the time. He wasn't friendly. He was mean. He was mean. He was not friendly at all. He just liked the treats. So whatever. He was cute. He was a cute little bunny. We had some good moments, but it was his time. It was his time to go. I wanted to watch TV again without him drinking out of the water bottle. I wanted to, you know, leave the house without him eating all my books, which he did. And my vinyl and my furniture and my suitcase and my shoes and, you know, like everything. So my cables, my PlayStation. Yeah. So I was like, okay, we're pushing it. We're pushing our luck here. We're pushing our luck here, little man. Pushing our luck here, little guy. No, but it was very sad. It was a very sad night when he died. I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe the pet thing isn't for me. Maybe the pet thing isn't for me, actually. But RIP, rest in peace. He was a good little bunny. He was a good little guy. But in the end, these niggas are not cut out for survival. He was surrounded by hay. He didn't like the hay. It's like, really, bro? Well, I can't help you then. You can lead the bunny to the hay. You can't make him eat it.
Have you listened to Bully yet? Yay is really back to his best. Have you spoken to him? Better yet, get him some Baby Bells.
Yeah, got to get him some Baby Bell cheeses. I listened to the listening party. It was pretty good. Here's the thing. He already released this album a year ago. Am I the only one that remembers that? I'm so sick of, like, the fans are always like, oh, Bully's coming out tonight. It's like, what do you mean it came out a year ago? Are we all going to play make-believe? It's like Men in Black. He put it on YouTube, dumbass. He put it on YouTube for, like, weeks. It was on Spotify. All the files are on Telegram. And people are like, Bully's coming out. It's been out. We heard it already. It's like we're all engaged in this, like, make-believe. We're going to force it, like, oh, no, no, it's about to drop. Drop? We've heard these songs. Yeah, I heard it a year ago. I liked it a year ago. I liked it last night. It's pretty good. So, yeah, I congratulate him on the listening party.
Blitzkrieg sent $20. Whatever pleasure Stalin occasionally took, he was married to Soviet state power. He spent his time seeking succor not in the female body but in military technology and in countries.
See, that's Kupka. Why, see, he just gets me. You know, he just gets me. He just gets me.
Ginger
Groy
percent $250.
Could you imagine, like, you're like the most powerful man in the world, but you don't even care about sex. All you care about is missiles. That's so awesome. He's like the number one undisputed GOAT of world history. And he only cares about tanks, nukes, bombs. He's the GOAT. He's just like the GOAT of all time.
Kubel Vaughan sent $25.
Okay, that's our last super chat. Wow, really testing my patience at the end there. But no cortisol spikes. No cortisol spikes. We just had to blast through those before I needed to commit suicide. But that's all we got. Wow, and it's the weekend. Man, what a good feeling. The Friday feeling is undefeated. It is fucking Friday, Groypers.